Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today is JB Data Durham. That's our national multifamily mentor. And to put a little spin on today's program, what we have is we have a company filled with people that are willing to give back all over the country, and the program is growing. It's growing rapidly. Popping up in cities all over the U.S. with large groups of people that have gotten together and have put together meetings and road trips and all of the types of events that we have at Lifestyles, but they're doing it all over the country. And so we've started for the last couple of years expanding out into taking our presentations into these cities where these people are accumulating themselves. And also, we've had national mentors for 2 years. We've increased the number of those again this year. And the gentleman that has spearheaded all this, who is basically the one that got it all started and is keeping it rolling like a train down a track, is Mr. JB Data Durham, our national multifamily mentor and great guy, all-around guy. Welcome to the show, JB.
Wow, Dale Walmsley, my good friend and my mentor, thank you for having me. And let me tell you, I'm hearing all over the country. If you see Dell, tell him thank you for me and my family. It's all over the country they're saying that, Dell. And the next thing they're saying, it's another. That's right, another great day to be a real estate investor. Everybody is following your map, Dell. Congratulations.
Well, let's go ahead and get some. You've got some of your students on that you're highlighting and sharing their stories. Let's go ahead and see if we can work some of these people into the show and hear their stories.
Sure. Is Marina holding?
Yes.
Yeah, they've got her name down wrong. That's why Marina. I said it was Irene.
No, well, let me tell you about Miss Marina. You've met her before, Dell, and she is one of our superwomen across the country that's following your map. Now, she's more mature than most of us, but, boy, she's been an overachiever since a young girl, academically overachiever, ahead of everybody in her group. She was one of our first responders, early adopters in South Florida, where it's really almost too expensive to buy income-producing real estate if you want cash flow. But she had already been an investor to take care of her family and to provide in an incredible way. But, boy, she got a hold of your map, your program, came to the 2-day in Houston, I believe, and she's just been on a tear in South Florida, networking with like-minded members. They recently, not as a lead or a passive, but as a true partnership, three or four of them got together, and they bought their building together within the last 30 days. But that's not all, Dell. Right after that, she closed on her own building as an IRO to complement her growing portfolio of single-family and multifamily. Marina, Miss Marina, congratulations on your success. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you. It's been a really interesting ride since October of 2015 when I first came to the 2-day. The exciting thing is that if you follow the map or the suggested procedures, you get immediate success. Both properties that we've acquired over the last couple of months have been a team effort. You need both the realtor, you need the broker, you need the mentoring, and you need all sorts of things in order for it to become a success. And I have been very enthused to go back on the hub to find out things that I don't know. Because sometimes you get the superficial things, but at times you need the details. And that's where the hub has been very, very helpful for me.
So, Marina, I've known you for quite some time now. And, JB characterizes us people as more mature. I laugh at that. You got more energy than any young person I've ever met, and you're more aggressive than anybody I'd like to be next to, because you're just blowing and going all the time. Tell us about the properties you purchased, both the one you bought in the partnership and the one you bought for yourself. What kind of properties were they? I've not heard the details on the properties yet.
Well, we bought a 40-unit as a partnership with two other lifestyle members who are all basically well-trained and are big members. And it's a 40-unit, and we sort of thought of it as a C property. But the management company the other day deflated us and said it was a C-minus. It's basically one that we already started the upgrades on. And what's even more interesting on it, I have a way of, we always think we're going to increase the rents and do more wonderful things. But my model always has been, what happens if we had a 20% correction in rents? Can I still afford the building? And this building certainly doesn't. The other one, the 30 unit, I bought with my kids, and because I want them to be involved in the family business. It's been a struggle, but they finally did take the courses and now getting enthused about getting into the management. The 30 unit is basically a yield play with 30 units in it and doesn't need much in rehab, but it's some distance away from Miami, so... it's a good deal. When I was in Houston in October of 15, I decided I was going to get about quite a few single families, and I succeeded at that. But I'll tell you, the economic rewards for the multifamilies are significantly below the single families, and it's all due to the training that you receive at LifeSky. Couldn't do
now,
it without.
Marina. Marina, are you in South Florida? Where are you located at?
I'm the properties are on the west coast of Florida. I'm located in the Miami area, as are about a dozen other folks of Lifestyle. You've gotten together as a group and, you know, starting to work out some of the details of how we could partner with each other and support each other.
Yeah, I know we had a small group down there. I went down there and spoke, and I think you were there at that meeting. And it did look like we're accumulating group of people in South Florida. We already have them in, you know, northern Florida, central Florida. So that's interesting that you're building that up. JB, what else do we need to talk about with Marina, since you're more in touch with
her activities? Well, I think Marina was an early adopter. That group started with two people having a cup of coffee, Marina and maybe Francisco. And then Jose and Julia hooked up, and then we've had a couple other members join as well. But that's how this organic growth that you talk about starts, Del. Starts with people like Marina and Francisco having a cup of coffee. You know, they're able to come to a common ground, like-minded people. I tell people it's kind of like coming into the castle, crossing over the moat, pulling up the drawbridge, and you can take off your armor and really talk about balance sheets, assets, returns on equity, et cetera. So can't say enough about what Marina's accomplished for her and her family, and she certainly is a superwoman and a leader of that group down there. Always been an overachiever, and she certainly has accomplished a lot with that multifamily game. She's very sharp, as you well pointed out, and boy, she's quick with a pencil and a calculator in the acquisition mode as well. It's just great to have her as a member, and again, it's so rewarding to work with her. Certainly is a challenge. She has high expectations and is expecting responsiveness, and she's very smart, and she really gravitates to that bridge program that you developed, Del. And she's what we're seeing with all our members now. It's not a one and done or a microwave. They're using that content as reference material. They identify the subject matter, and when that issue comes back, they know how to find it. And so it's very rewarding what you put together, Del, online. Congratulations. It certainly is one of the pillars of our membership.
Well, Marina, have you ever seen the videos of the parties that I throw at my house?
Oh, I was so envious. You did it just before I joined.
Well, we're going to have another one this year, and you've worked your way onto that invite list. We'll get you on there and see if you can get up here to Houston for this big national give back party, because this is the give back to all the people that are helping developing all these different areas throughout the country. And we want you all to be able to have a great time, give you some thanks for doing it, and also for you all to network so you can just keep growing those groups and letting each other know who the leaders are all over the country. And pretty soon, like they were talking about in Atlanta, you'll be having people coming to your road trips and to your meetings from all over the country. So you will have to learn how to be the celebrity you've already begun to be. JB, take it away.
Marina, I want to thank you so much for calling in today, and congratulations on your success. And let us know how we can continue to be a part of your team. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a good show.
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you,
Marina. We look forward to seeing you at party.
Dell, do we have Mike Holden? Do we have time for another
we
call?
Do.
Or do we have a...
We have Mike Holden. Let me check my time here. Nope, we've got a minute left is all we've got left. You can introduce him, then we'll go to break immediately after you introduce him.
Well, he's just one of our ambassadors. Now we're talking about the upper Midwest and the Michigan area. We've got many members in that area. We've actually got members in the Southeast that are looking at acquiring properties up there. But Mike and his mom have been longtime members. He would be a second or third generation investor, and we'll meet Mike when we come back from break. And for those of you that are wanting to see Dell or his team, don't forget we're coming soon to San Jose, Chicago, Charlotte, St. Louis, Anaheim, Tampa, Seattle, Vegas. Check our website to find the details. Get your map to financial freedom.
All right, we'll be right back with JB Data Durham and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
The number one question real estate investors have is, should I buy it? With the best available data on comparable sales and rents in your marketplace, Lifestyles Discovery allows you to quickly and easily estimate capital gains and monthly cash flow. Go to gettingthebestdeals.com to sign up for the free online class, How to Get the Best Investment Properties, and learn to identify the very best deals to add to your portfolio. That's gettingthebestdeals.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me today is national multifamily mentor JB Data Durham. He's brought with him today some of the students around the country and some of the ambassadors around the country that are growing this program from coast to coast very rapidly. So, JB, you want to go ahead and bring Mike on now? Is that the person you want to bring up next?
Absolutely. Let me tell you about Mike. He is probably at least a second-generation investor, maybe third. His sweet mama, who's, like we say, Dale, a little bit more mature, started investing almost a century ago, her and her family. So here's a guy that had it in his blood, wanted to do it, and he's come on board. He was one of our early members, early adopters in Michigan. What a vibrant group we have up there. Mike is a single-family investor. I believe he's in a couple passive deals potentially. He's also one of our ambassadors, and he's giving back even further. He was one to host a little get-together and actually take some people to his own property, single-family. So welcome to the show, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing great, JB and Dell. How are you?
Very good, sir. Glad to have you on the show.
Tell us about what's going on up in Michigan, investments, and how was that get-together the other day?
Well, you know, the last time that Lifestyles visited, you had your two-day workshop. I believe it was April 28th and 29th, And since then, we've been trying to schedule meetups pretty much every month since. So the month following, Greg and Nicole were kind enough to have a good group, newbies as well as fellow members out at their apartment that they had bought a couple of years ago. The next month, we met up at a restaurant, and I think we had up to 40 or 45 people. It was quite the turnout. And just this past month, I had a small window of opportunity, so I thought, well, let's try this. I had a single-family home that I thought I would invite any and all Lifestyle members to. So cleaned it up, got it rent ready, and folks came over and just had a walkthrough, take pictures, ask questions, just trying to share information, you know, and especially for some of the new folks that have joined. They can take what they went through and then pair that with the training that's online and, you know, get more information as needed and work with their single family mentors if that's the route that they want to go.
Wow, very rewarding. And I know we've got a vibrant group of members up there. We've also got another couple of ambassadors, Jim and his wife, I believe. They're integral of keeping that momentum and that trajectory. But tell Dell more about some of your investments, how long you've been investing, what your portfolio looks like.
Well, my story is actually, it precedes Lifestyles. My parents, as JB has mentioned, my parents got involved with single family and duplexes when I was young. So when I was like 6 years old, I would go to seminars. I'd have my coloring books, sticker books, and really not know what's going on, but I was part of that process. And as they worked on their single families, you know, in our small hometown, I'd be there doing what I could, mow the lawn, paint these walls, you know, anything that a kid could do. Now, I was the first of my generation to, or my family, to go to college. So my original map, you know, proudly so, is, you know, go to school, get good grades, get a good job, and that's where I went. But as you say in your continuum, maturity continuum, I was stuck in the dependent mode. And it wasn't until later on that I had my aha moment to follow what my parents were doing, and I worked my way up to 11 single family. And then shortly after, I was looking at podcasts, and I came across Lifestyles Unlimited, and you guys were talking exactly what we were doing, except you introduced this concept of partnering with apartments or even buying them on your own. And that really intrigued me. That perked up my ears because I could work up to 11 single family, but, you know, I still have my full-time job. And you can only scale so much. And as you said before, you know, more is not better. Better is better. And with training, and I'm a type B, so I was a skeptic. I went through all the training. And I said, yep. This is matching what I'm already doing, so I validated everything. Yep, sorry, go ahead.
No, they were just telling us we're coming to the end of the segment here, so let's go ahead and let you finish that statement, and then we're going to have to get out of the segment.
Yeah, so real quick, yeah, it didn't take me very long to know that passive investing was a way to go for me. Since I have sold four of my single family, and I have invested passively into multiple apartment units. And I had a great bit of news this morning. The first lead that I invested with, we had a cash-out refinance event today. So that was a terrific...
That's a great note to have to take a break on there. We'll be right back with JB Data Durham and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways?
Cash flow,
money in your pocket each month.
Equity capture,
the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map.
Appreciation,
real estate can increase in value over time.
Equity buildup,
renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally,
the tax advantage.
When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today, highlighting our national members, is JB Data Durham, our multifamily national mentor. JB, pick it back up where you're at. You've got some people holding on line for you. Who do you want to bring on next?
Do you have Karen on the line?
Yes, we do.
Karen, welcome to the show. Let me give you a little intro. I first met Karen several years ago. Her family's from the Midwest, hard-working farm people, I believe, are from that area, had earned a little nest egg, and they wanted some advice on how to invest it. They turned to Karen and her husband, Dan, and they sought you out, Dell, and heard about your program, your map. They joined. They live outside of Dallas and North Texas, really right on the Oklahoma border. So they're close to the Dallas office, but it's quite a little hike. And they found a property, as we were teaching back then, to buying your own backyard or in your neighborhood, and they had one. They made an offer, and the offer was accepted, and now there was full of anxiety. So I got Karen off the ledge and out of the tree and got her on a plan and a program and got her on the mat back, got her feet back on the ground. Fast forward to today, she is an absolute superwoman. She's been one of our panelists at the expo, and they've taken your map, and they're taking it across state lines. They're looking at assets in Oklahoma, and it's amazing what they're finding. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Dale, for sharing the map with us so that we could even have this opportunity to talk about it.
Well, thanks for coming on. Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. Yeah, JB had to talk me off the edge at first because we didn't have any real estate experience, but just listening to JB and the other mentors, we were able to do it, and it wasn't hard. We were very successful. We bought outside of DFW, like you said, and we sold that asset and did really well. And now we're actually doing a deal right now in Oklahoma, so right in the middle of it. So I can't say a lot of details, but we're pretty excited about it.
So literally, you were able to take the same procedure, the same map, and just take it across the border.
Yes, very easily. Yes, everything was just data. Everything was the same. We listen to our mentors. We talk to our mentors. They tell us what to do and give us insight and wisdom. And we were just being able to find the property a whole lot cheaper than we were in the Dallas market right now.
Boy, it's incredible, Bill. How many units, how much income, how much NOI you can buy in some of these markets that are outside some of the major growth areas. But really glad and rewarding to be a part of Karen and Dan's team. They certainly have done a lot for their family and their children. They're like Mike that was on the phone. Their kids, just like my kids did, boy, they're great porters and not very good at maintenance or leasing at the young age, but you can make them pick up garbage. But Karen's been stewarding her children. They'll be taking over a great balance sheet. But now, Dell, she's followed that maturity continuum that you teach, and she's learned true interdependence upon our other members. So she's developed into what we call a lead investor after being IRO with her husband, and she's going to be able to help other families as well as herself. So, Karen, congratulations on your success.
Thank you. Thank you. We're excited to bring other people along with us, and it's been great.
Karen, how many partners do you have, and how spread out are they geographically?
Well, on the first deal, we just did it ourselves, Dan and I, and his parents went in with us. And on this second one, we haven't got all our investors yet. We have a list, so I can't remember.
He's right in the acquisition.
But there are people from, but there are like 300 people. Yeah, 300 people have reached out, over 300 people have reached out to me from all over the U.S. And that's just a great thing. The expo was really great about meeting people from all over the U.S., and that's how we got to meet them. And, you know, it's allowing people to invest in parts of the country that they're not in, where there are better returns.
I totally appreciate where you're at, that you're in the middle of putting a deal together, so you can't be soliciting. So I apologize for the question.
I wasn't
aware that that's the position you're in. But I totally understand that, and I agree with you. That's the way it should be done. It's all in private. That's why they're called private placements. So that's good. Glad to see that you
don't expand. We'll be excited to talk about it.
Great. Sorry. We'll get you back on when that happens. Also, we're probably going to want to get you out here to the house. Have you been to? Have you ever seen any of the party videos?
I have. They look really fun.
Well, you're going to be getting an invitation to come out. Hope you can make it. Bring your husband and
come
enjoy the give back. We're spreading this out all over the country because that's what we want to do, is continue to spread this out. If you crack Oklahoma for us, then watch out. There'll be a flood of people behind you. You're like Lewis and Clark, man. You're like Lewis and Clark. We'll be right back with JB Data Durham and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today is JB Data Durham, our multifamily, national multifamily mentor, who is highlighting many of his students today all over the country as we are celebrating and about ready to celebrate with a giant 350-person party at my house, party of which you'll never see a like again. I say that every time we have one, and every time it gets bigger and better, thanks to my little fiance, Melissa Chase, getting them crazier and crazier each time. But you guys are going to come on out. We're going to celebrate all of you guys giving back to us. JB, who do you want to bring on next and celebrate?
Well, I think we have Tricia on the line. Tricia and her husband, Chris, boy, what great members they are. And I want to start off by thanking both of them for their sacrifice and service. Chris is a doctor in service for our troops. You know, they're on vacation, driving up to the beach, up towards Delaware and the northeast part of the country. They're independent rental owners. They've been single family. They're passive investors. But more importantly, Trish and Chris are also ambassadors over in the Georgia area. We just had a road trip there where we had to get together of preferred members only, and we actually met in a room and went over the books and shared the numbers and the story and the process. Then we went boots on the ground on the property. And I wanted Trish to just kind of give us a rundown and a breakdown and a debrief of how that went and what her thoughts were. Trish and Chris, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us. I am so excited about that past road trip we just had. Am I sounding okay? So I'm driving on 95 right now.
You sound great. No problem.
Or on 95?
Yes. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can, Trish. Go ahead.
Awesome. So the past road trip was so successful. I posted on Facebook of the pictures, the members, the property, just everything that we did about networking and seeing all the members from all different states come out to see the property and get education. And it was just a great, great time because, like I listened to one of the shows earlier, you're saying, Del, that people are coming from out of state to visit other owners, other leads to see, you know, the potentials. Instead of just investing in one state, we've got many leads in other multiple states that we have now the opportunity to take advantage of investing in that state. And these people that invested in the property they came to see this past weekend got to see what they put their hard-earned dollars into. That was exciting.
Trish, I don't know where to start with you. You've done so much for yourself in Lifestyles and for the members and as an ambassador, and now you're throwing road trips. I mean, it's great stuff. Where are you at right now as far as you're investing?
As far as I'm investing right now, we're seasoning our property, looking to do a cash-out refi. We've got another property tag, so we're looking to grow our portfolio individually. But we're also looking for passive investments because, you know, we're seeing the opportunities in many states across America that is just, it's a wonderful organization, Dell, because it's exploding. That's what I'm so excited about is you as a company is growing and exploding, and we're part of that. That excites me. I have so much passion for Lifestyles because of what it's done for our family. So I'm thinking about everybody else jumping on this train and catching on fire because it is exciting stuff.
Well, you know, I think that you guys were one of the first really fast-growing groups for us there that you're developed. How many people do you think are members within the umbrella area that you guys are working out of?
Well, for that pig meeting alone, we had 60-plus members to come and visit and get educated. But if you're talking about the umbrella of the challenge and the FFP and the pig, JB, do you have an answer for that one?
You know, I really don't, but I know that because I exclusively work with the preferred members, but throughout the South, you know, Trish is not only an ambassador for Atlanta, but really for the Southeast. Her reach is to South Carolina, North Carolina, Northern Florida, Southern Georgia. There's quite a vibrant group that passes through her email database, but she is a steward of your program, certainly applying her leadership. And right by her side is her husband, Chris. He's got, you know, a great responsibility, and we certainly appreciate both their sacrifice and service. But how exciting it is, though, to work somebody.
JB, we got to go to break. I wanted to be able to get this in. I hope you guys are going to be able to get up here for this party. You guys are the reason we're having this party, so I want you there at my house to enjoy us sharing and giving back to you. We'll be right back with JB Data Durham and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is our last segment here with JB Data Durham, who is our national multifamily mentor, and he has been highlighting many of the successful students all over the country. Here with us now, the last student that's going to come on is a very special person, someone I've watched his career very closely. And JB, why don't we go ahead and introduce Lee Reeves onto the show. Lee, thanks for coming on.
Thanks,
Lee.
Joe.
Welcome
appreciate
to the
you
show. And let me just preempt that. Lee's not only a longtime member out of our Houston office, it's a family thing. I've also had the pleasure of working with Lee's dad as well. He's now a preferred member and investor. And just like Karen, how she took your map from the Dallas office, went across state lines to Oklahoma, Lee's been able to accomplish the same thing. Lee, welcome to the show and tell us your story. And congratulations. I think you had a closing this morning, did you not?
I did. I thanks for having me on, first of all. I'm actually sitting right outside of the apartment complex I purchased in Lexington, Kentucky. We actually closed just a few minutes ago, and it's really a good example of how the map, Dell, that you have given to everybody works in any market. I know we're going to be a great success here, and I'm just excited to get working on it.
Yeah, Lee, I didn't even know you had a deal out there. That's exciting to me to hear it, to have it pop up today in today's news feed. Congratulations on that. Your story, though, is very diverse. You've taken a lot of risks, a lot of challenges out there. Why don't you give a short synopsis of your life history and lifestyles, because it really is interesting, the decisions you made and how they worked out for you.
Sure, yeah, I'm happy to do that. My background is as a real estate attorney, and went to some great schools, ended up in New York City working at some big law firms, and then in-house at an owner of shopping centers. And so for my whole career, I've worked on properties all over the country. But I found that I was stuck in the rat race and needed to find something that provided more freedom and more time with my family. And I think it was divine intervention that brought me to Lifestyles and ended up joining as a member up there. I moved to Houston shortly after that, have bought a number of properties, sold a couple, and then just, as I mentioned, just today bought a property up in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm from Kentucky, so this is something that made some sense to me. And it has been lots of big changes, but at each point along the way, I kind of stopped and said, does this make sense? And at each point, yes, it did. And so I went forward with it. But I don't think, I know I could not have done it without the support of Lifestyles and how you have taught people to buy and run apartment communities.
So, Lee, how many units was the property you closed on there?
It's 108 units. It's three buildings. It's 1960s built. We bought this for about $39,000 a door, and we're going to put about $6,000 a door into it. And what I'm real excited about is that two properties immediately across the street next to us have sold in the last 6 months, and they each one is all in at over $70 a door. So I think we got a great buy. And we're going to utilize the same things that you taught us how to do. We're going to increase the curb appeal. Right now I'm looking at the property, and it's totally obscured by trees. So we're going to take care of that right away, improve the signage. We brought in a third-party manager who's already hit the ground running. So just real excited to turn this, polish this gem up a little bit.
So what is the future for you and your family? Do you see yourself continuing like many of the other guys, just keep going? Or, I mean, now that you're all over the country.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna find the deal first. That's what matters to me the most. Yeah, I do. I think I will continue. I'd like to buy more in Houston, but I'll buy more in Lexington, too. And if other markets open up and make sense to do, we'll explore that. But right now in this country, we've got a lot of opportunity, and I want to seize as much of it as I can do.
You know, Scott Van Ostrand, the deal that Scott struck, I thought was rather interesting. Yeah, he went back to his hometown and bought a property. And once he was there, the guys go, wow, we really like what you guys are all about. And they agreed to sell him every property that they ever wanted to get rid of. You being there in Lexington, you're Lewis and Clark, man. You're the guy that's going to open that town up for us, and pretty soon it's going to be called not, you know, Lexington, it's going to be called Leeville. You know what I mean? We're just going to change the name.
There you go. I like that.
Give you the town. And, Lee, you've been to my house for parties, right?
I have.
Well, you're welcome again. You're going to get re-invited. You're going to be re-invited for this year's grand party. So we look forward to seeing you and your lovely wife there. JB, looks like we've come to the end of our time here. Great job today, as always. You've always got a great radio show for everybody whenever you come on. Today's was no different. And we really appreciate you being out there changing the world one person at a time. For the rest of you, remember this. We don't do it for the money. We do it for the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.